struggle to control the deadly epidemic, and now more countries
have
taken
more than 500 Americans have been airlifted from Wuhan.
But time may be running out for U.S. citizens.
Breaking overnight, U.S. stocks look set for a sharply lower open amid growing fears over.
This is your coronavirus update. With your coronavirus update brought to you by Siesta Key Vacations. Book your vacation now at siestakeyyes.com. I'm Jim Watkins. For the week ending September 30th, here are the latest numbers globally. First, 33,650,000 coronavirus cases since January. Just over 1 million deaths now being reported from COVID-related illness worldwide. Just under 25 million people have recovered. Coronavirus expert Dr. Michael Kishieski comments on the 1 million death milestone.
I think this 1 million mark is a somber reminder of how serious COVID-19 is of an illness. This 1 million mark is also probably an underestimate because in many areas of the world, we weren't doing complete testing to know everyone and to catch everyone who has died from COVID-19. So I think we need to continue into the fall months, taking this illness seriously, doing our best in following the preventive measures laid out by the CDC so that whatever spike happens, we can hopefully minimize it to the best of our ability.
And taking a look at the countries that have been most impacted by coronavirus, on this day, the U.S. leads with 210,000 deaths, Brazil with 142,000, India with 96,000 deaths, Mexico with 76,000, and the United Kingdom with 42,000. Those are the top five most impacted by coronavirus. Meanwhile, here at home in the U.S., the seven-day average of daily cases remains at about 41,500 per day. Seven-day average deaths related from COVID remains at about 750 per day. From Health News, less than 10% of Americans have antibodies to COVID in their systems, according to a new U.S. study. The percentages varied by region, averaging 3.5% in the West to 2.7% in the Northeast, according to researchers at Stanford University. While seven states had 0% of patients with antibodies, New York topped the list with 33%. The number of U.S. coronavirus cases passed 7 million on Friday, with California the hardest hit state so far in a pandemic that has crippled the country for more than 6 months. The first coronavirus vaccine that only requires a single shot has entered the final stages of testing in the U.S., according to the New York Post. The international trial will eventually recruit up to 60,000 participants. The vaccine, made by Johnson & Johnson, is the fourth agency to enter the large testing stage, while the other vaccines require a second shot 3 to 4 weeks after the first one. Patients only require one shot with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the vaccines can be stored in liquid form at refrigerator temperatures compared to other vaccines, which must be remain frozen. A single-shot vaccine, if it is safe and effective, will have substantial logistical advantages for global pandemic control. That, according to Dan Baruch, director of the Center for Virology and Vaccine Research at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, who partnered with Johnson & Johnson to develop the vaccine. In the U.S., the most impacted by COVID as of Monday, California with over 811,000 cases, Texas with more than 770, Florida now with 700,500, and New York with 460,000, Georgia the fifth most impacted state with 298,000 cases. Overseas, India's coronavirus cases count passed 6 million just over 1 month after hitting the 3 million mark, essentially doubling in one 30-day period. More than 95,500 coronavirus patients have died in India, but when measured as a proportion of the population, the country actually has had fewer deaths than most others. Doctors say this reflects India's younger and leaner population. Meanwhile, Brazil passed 4.7 million cases, nearly 141,000 deaths, and cases are also spiking in Russia. The country's coronavirus case count has passed 1.1 million. As of Monday, the death toll in Russia was over 20,000. Those are the numbers on the coronavirus update, as we thank our sponsors for bringing them to us. If you're planning your fall vacation, paradise is waiting. Book now and get special rates. Go to Florida. Specifically, check out Siesta Key. It is paradise, and your room is ready. Go to Siesta Key, Y-E-S, that's siestakeyyes.com. Your room is ready. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. Follow us online at candidlyspeaking.net for the latest data. Until next time.